So Baruch Hashem, we're all here together again, starting a new Zman. I don't have many opportunities to hear Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Musa, and I regret that Baruch was so mekatzer. I would much rather prefer having him be Marech and not mekatzer, but I agree with every word and every psik and every nekuda that we all heard. I'm also happy that we have a new shiur for beginners, because we are all beginners. We are all beginners, and we, each and every one of us, we merely have begun to understand Mashu Shebemashu. Metoiris Hashem Aruchu Me'eretz Mido Orachovo Miniyam. And we are all still groping to find the basic skills, as the Baruch said, to understand the Dvar Hashem, to understand the Torah. We are in the midst of Yemei HaSfira. And Yemei HaSfira have two basic understandings, two basic approaches. Kula Alma Moide. Everybody agrees to the many sources, starting with Divrei Chazal, through the Rishonim, Achronim, Sifrei Yiro, and Sifrei Chassidus, that these days have to be utilized. These days are Yemei Hachana. It is not merely some ceremonial counting of days, but each day has its essence, its depth of understanding, and these days are Yemei Hachana. But as I said, there are two basic approaches. Both have sources in Divrei Chazal. Both are explained in Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham was one of the Rishonim, a Talmud of the Rosh. And in Chelek Hei Nasiv Daled, he writes two basic pirushim on the essence of Yemei Sefira. Number one, days in which we have a special opportunity and zgula, lalois metume letahara, because our forefathers, avoseinu b'mitzrayim, yoitzei mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim they were in mentes sharituma, and in 49 days they were ready by yisyatzvu mitachas hahar. And Rabbeinu Yerucham points out that Sheva Shavuos are keneged Shivu Nikiyim, Zavo, Oilo Metuma Letahara, Klal Yisrael. In those days had special Shefa Eloki and Siyata Dishmaya Lalois Metuma Letahara, and those tremendous Oiris and divine inspiration is Meschadish B'chol Shona B'shona. I explained many times what we learn in the Ramchal, in Das Tvunis, in Derech Hashem, and the same we learn in Kedushas Levi, and Chag HaShavuos, Chag Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael does not have any Yemei Zikaroi. We don't have days of remembrance which we dedicate to commemorate tales of yore. The Havdu Umisoilam have days in which they try to remember. To remember events, happenings, She'ovru v'butlu min oilam, that are no longer here, that belong to history. Klal Yisrael doesn't make an effort to remember things that are gone. Yemei Achad, Yemei Amoyed are days of Chidush HaMa'oiris, the same Shefa Eloki, the same tremendous light that lit up the entire creation, v'yom emahim, it is all chayzer v'neyor, v'yom emohim u'vizman haz. And the Ramchal ha'adzan, la'elu hamis'amtim lahasigon. These oiras, this shefa, is available to those that truly make an effort to achieve those oiras, that shefa, those heights. So these days are days in which our forefathers, our Ovis HaKdoshim, Yotzei Mitzrayim, made the effort and achieved what was achievable. And we have to do the same and utilize these days of Sfira, which are days that have tremendous gulas. So as I pointed out, one approach of Rabbeinu Yerucham is days which have a special zgula lalis metumah letahara. On the other side, the other hand, days which have a special zgula for kinyan toil. And I would like to elaborate a bit, 10 minutes for each of the two basic understandings. Lalis metumah letahara. I assume that most of you are noyeg to say and the Shem Yichud before Svira Sawayma, and the special tefillah that Chassidim say after Svira Sawayma. You are probably well aware what we find in most of the Sidurim, that each and every day of Yemei Svira is mechuvim to a certain Svira, Sheva Sviras. We don't have a chug lekabbalah in yeshiva, and I'm not going to learn kabbalah with you. I myself am not such a great Mekubal anyway, but just the basic concepts, because it is important that we understand what this is all about, what these spheres are. What are the basic concepts? There are Eser spheres. These Eser spheres are split up between Dalad Loilamis, Alpi Kabbalah, and this whole Torah is based upon a Pusik in Novi. There are Dalad Olamis from top to bottom. They are Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Olam HaAsiya. Olam HaAsiya is the world, the realm in which we live, are born, pass away, do whatever we do, conduct our lives. We are in the sphere of Olam HaAsiya. Beyond the realm of our understanding, there are higher olams, and those are Yetzira, Bria, and the most sublime olam, which is Olam Atzilus. Eser Sfiras are midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midos. Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpi HaShefa B'chol Olam. The top three spheres are Kesach, Koch, Mebina. They belong to Olam HaAtzilus, which is beyond our grasp in any way. And you are probably familiar with the other Sheva spheres, not the top three, because they are not in the Siddurim. But in the Seder of Svira, we have 7 weeks. 7 weeks for 7 spheres. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, which belong to Bria. Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, which belong to Yetzira. Malchus, which is the only sphere of our sphere, or sphere. Olam HaAsiya is Malchus. Malchus, because this world was created to be a manifestation of Malchusois or Shemot. We are his servants, he is our king. And therefore, Olam HaAsiya, in which we live, born, die, Mekayim our mitzvahs, whatever we do, that is the sphere of Malchus. Sheva Sfirais are Midois of Yisboch Shemoi, throughout which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Shefa B'chol Hu'olam. And Gedolei HaDoros, from the Ramak, Rav Chaim Vital, the Baal Shem Tov and his great Talmidim taught us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon every person, being a Tzelem Elohim, these same Sheva Koiches. These spheres are also Koiches B'Nefesh HaOdom. In every person, in every individual, each of us possess these Koiches of Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus. And in a certain way, in a certain level, each of us has to manifest the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by dedicating to him all these koiches that each and every one of us possess in his personality, in his etzem havayos. So, we don't have the time at this special opportunity of Tzichus Hazman to go into detail, but in a very general way, Chesed would be part of human nature, part of Avodas Hamidos and Tikkun Hamidos, Asiyas Chesed, caring for other people. Gevura probably would be Melchemes HaYetzer, and standing with courage and with strength against the Yetzer Hara and his many temptations. Teferes would be the shiluv of both of them. Netzach is Torah, Yesod is Kedusha. Malchus is the Avodas Ha'avdus, being an Eved for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and devoting all we've got, all our powers, all our energies, whatever we have, to his servitude, to be an Eved Hashem. That is the Pchin of Malchus. And V'darkei HaMusar V'HaChassidus, those same Sheva Sviras, which are the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the entire creation, are also the Nefesh HaOdah. These are Koichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us. And when we use these Sheva Koichas in our Nefesh, to do good, to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help our fellow Jews, dedicating our koiches and energies to Talmud Torah and to Kiyum HaMitzvos, that is the tikkun of the Oilemis, which receive their Shefa from the Sheva Midois and Sheva Sviros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yemei Asrira start with the Korm Oimer, while their culmination is the Shtei HaLechem, two korbanos. I don't know whether you're aware that the Korm Oimer was the only Korm, the only mincha that was brought from Seorim. Chazal teach us Seorim are machal behemo. We learn many times in Shas. Shtei HaLechem is Chito. Chito is the most important form of Tas. Chito is not only machal Adam, but Chito is the basic path, which is the most important of any foodstuffs that we consume, and that is a remnant. Starting out on this journey, embarking on this journey of Memtes Yomi, Sheva Kapul Sheva, 7 times 7, each of the Sheva Sviros is compiled or includes all the 7 Sviras, embarking on this journey, our others were like behemoths, like animals. Yisrael should be Yisrael, as our Chazal teach us in Brochus, Hoyim menaklim ba'ashpet b'kitar negoylim, ad shabo Moshe v'tikin lahem seder se'uda. Our others in Eretz Mitzrayim were on such a low madrega, even in basic civility, in basic middles, and that is why, and that is how we all have to feel embarking on this journey, starting Sviras Oimer, and that is why the Korm Oimer is in Seorim, while the Shtei HaLechem is the Korm of Chito. And we have to dedicate all our koichas and utilize each and every day of Yemei HaSvira to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to work Avodas HaNefesh and Tikkun HaMidos on the various koiches that each individual has in his nefesh, in chesed, in gevurah, in teferes, netzach, oy, yisoy, malchus. This all belongs to the first explanation or approach that we find in Abed Yerucham, and we find in many, many Sifrei Chassidus. And what I've just spoken about is in Avodas Yisrael, in Agra Dekala from the Bnei Yisrael, in Parshas Kedoshim, and in many other Sifrei Chassidus. I just tried to simplify matters by explaining in very, very basic and simple terms. But what we just touched is Gevoya Ma'al Gevoya HaFoichbo VaFoichbo Dekulam. Number 2, the other basic approach is far simpler and easier to understand. 49 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. Sviras Uweimer, it's like a ladder that has 49 steps, and each and every day we come a bit closer. Sula Mutzav Arzo V'Roisho Megia HaShemayim. Ragle HaSulam are in Eretz Mitzrayim. Rosh HaSulam reaches to the heights of Har Sinai. And these days connect Yetzias Mitzrayim to Mamet Har Sinai, Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuot. Many Gedolim, I think the first source probably is the Maharal, the same we find in Chidush HaHarim, the same in Lev Eliyahu from Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, quoting the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salant. So of the Chidush HaHarim on one hand, and Rabbi Yisrael Salant on the other hand, Shnei Nevi'im, we can never find a greater coalition than that. And they all say that the Memtes Yemei Svira have a Shaiches, have a Kesher, with a Braisa and Perek Vav of Mesech Tesavais, Atoyre Niknes B'Mem Ches Vori. Mem Ches, Kenyonei Toyre, correlating with Memtes Yemei HaSvira. So why didn't Chazal say Atoyre Niknes B'Mem Ches Vori? I mean, my drosha would be far more convincing if we would have Memtes Vorim Shatoyre Niknes B'Hem for Memtes Yemei Svira. And I could suggest many other things, you know. We wouldn't have any problem adding on one more after we have Memches. But we are nothing. And this is a brisa from Chazal. And if Chazal say Atoyre Niknes B'Memches Dvorim, it is Memches Loipofes V'Loyoysa. Memches Aleihem Ein Lehoysif U'Mehem Ein Ligroya. The Apple Beacon. I am still totally convinced that these Mem Tes Yemei Svira have a Shaiches with Mem Ches Dvorim Shatoyre Niknes B'Hem. So what do we do with that other day? I mean, we have a day. Maybe some of us would assume, well, after such a Shver Avodah, we deserve a break. So maybe the 49th day is for a vacation. You know, maybe you deserve a break after 48 days of toil and tears and sweat. I mean, no, it's not a break. You don't get a break after 48 days of Svira. So Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian and Rabbi Eliyahu brings that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in the name of their great Rabbi, said that the last day is the day of Chazor. The last day, you have to go over all 48, and you truly have to check yourself. Bechorin v'zdokim shebebid kehanefesh, and that's what they actually did. That was probably the busiest day of all the Yemei Svira. As my dear friend Agon Leborach pointed out, you know, Erev Pesach was so busy with cleaning and scrubbing. Erev Shavuos we got to be far more busy with cleaning and scrubbing, not the walls or the tables, but pnimiyas hanefesh. We have to go over Memches Dvorim Shatoyre Niknes B'Hem. What a job. My basic feeling was always another Mahalach. In Nidid Avayno Midbeis, Chazal teaches, Sha'alu Anshei Alexandria Shom Mitzayim Etzel Yeshua Ben Hanan. Mayasa Odom V'yechkam. What is it that we can do to achieve wisdom, to achieve greatness? Om Elohim, Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayet b'sfeira. I mean, the answer is a most simple one. Just sit and learn. Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayet b'sfeira. Amru loy, harba osu kein v'loy osu b'yodam. It's not as simple as that. We know many people that followed that formula and they didn't make it. Omelohen, yevakesh memisha achoch mishalot. And Chazal go on to explain, ho beloy ho, lo kain. Without toil, without amal and yegiyah, you just can't make it. But on the same level, without tefillah, you won't get there. Mepiv das tvunos, Luk Megirsus Yatidishmai. And just as we all understand that without learning, without yagir, without umul, without truly dedicating yourself and all your energy and all your time to Talmud Torah, you can't be Zoichal HaKistosh of Torah, you can't become a Godel. It is just as simple as the Yeshua ben Hananiah made it clear to Anshei Alexandria Shemitzayim, without filler, you won't make it. You could be the most talented individual, the brightest kid in class. Torah is a different story. This is Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Torah is Dvar Hashem. Torah is divine. Torah is Heilig. Without tefillah, you won't make it. So my feeling is, Memches Yomim, for Memches Vom SheTorah Nikneis Behem, the last day, we just stand humble for our Kodesh Boru, V'yavakesh Memi Shachach Mishol. And maybe I have no argument with Rabbi Saul Salanter. I never am very excited about arguing with Rabbi Saul Salanter or with the Chidn Sharim. If you're going to use that last day for Chazara, I think it won't take long till you fall into an entire Yush. What we didn't achieve in 48 days, will we achieve in day 49? We just start going over that list from number 1, 2, 3, and we see that we didn't acquire or achieve Shleimus even in one of the Midas Shatayra Niknes Ben. So what is it that we can do besides just standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking out a Tehillim and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We tried. We really tried. This is what we've got. It's not much. It's not much, but Demashiyat Salam, they say in a bit. This is what we've got. So please. Ano, rachu, rachamecho horavi, rachim olein, yevakesh memishachot nishalom. So that last day is a busy day. We start off that day with just checking the list. Doesn't take long till we find ourselves the list back in our pocket, just with a tillim in our hand. Yevakesh memishachot nishalom. We try. We really made an effort. Please. Mepiv das tunis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nois in chokhma lechachamav. And we pray and daven for siyata d'shmai. I also thought, maybe that extra day is not even the last day. Maybe it's the first. And maybe that first day is to be dedicated for derech eretz shekod moletzai. Are you aware that Perek Vav of Mesechtas Avos isn't really an integral part of Mesechtas Avos? The first five Prokhom are Mishnayos. Perek Vav is a brisa. It's not even a mission. So why is it juxtaposed? Why does it come together with Avos? And why is it called Perek Vav? Because Perek Vav of Avos is the brisa of Kinyan Torah. You have no chance in Kinyan Torah unless you first work through the first five Prokhom of Avos, which are Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, Midas Sheben Odom Rachaveroi, it is only then that you'd even try to achieve Kinyan Torah. So maybe that extra day is not even the last day. Maybe it's the first day. We're all excited to embark on our journey. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal, hold us back. Wait. Before you embark on this journey, you have to understand Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. First, work on your Midas, Midas Sheben Odom L'Chaveroi. It is only then that you stand a fair chance of achieving anything in Kinyan Torah. An additional feeling. And it all boils down to understanding Yemei HaSvir, which are days of such tremendous significance to every Jew and of other to us as Bnei Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in a letter asks a very, very basic question. The Ramchal We all know the magnificent and beautiful Sefer Mesidas Yesharim. What is so special about the Sefer is that it is fitting for the Gadol Shel Gedolim and the most simple Jew. Dvorim Ashovim L'Chol Ne'eretz. And the whole Seder Avodah of Mesidas Yesharim is the brights of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah that we find in Avodah Zorah Daf Chof. But it's a tremendous pillar, because the Pinchas Ben Yoyah starts off with Torah. Torah Mevi Yeredei Zehiris, Zehiris, Rizis, Nekiyas, Frishis, after Ruach HaKodesh. The Ramchal skips Torah. He starts with Zehiris. So why did he skip Torah? Rabbi Yitzchak Kutna, the Pachad Yitzchak, has his Mahalach. I argue he didn't skip anything. No, he did not skip Torah. Could any one of you recall what is the caption, what is the heading of Perek Aleph in the Sefer Yesharim? Bebiur klal chayves ha'odom b'yoylom. That is how the Ramchal interpreted Torah. What does the Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah mean when he says Torah, Mavir, Zehiris, Zizis, Nekiyas, Prishas? All the others are middos. Torah obviously isn't a middos. So how does it fit in? What does the Pinchas Ben Yoyah mean when he says Torah, Mavir, Ledei, Zehiris, Zizis, Nekiyas, Prishas, Tahara, and so on? Does he mean learning Torah? Does he mean observing mitzvahs and Torah? Would he mean Kabbalah or Halacha or Agada? Or it's such a general and gewaltig concept. What does he mean when he says Torah mevio? Maybe he means before you embark on a mission, you've got to understand what this mission is all about. There was a king that summoned his greatest general, his greatest office, in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock by night, and he tells them there's a mission to accomplish. And this is a very difficult mission. And that officer hears what it's about, and he says, okay, I need warriors, and I need paratroopers, and I need some tanks, and I need some artillery. And the king says, just a minute, before telling me what you need, I want you to listen carefully and understand what this mission is about, why it's so important, why failure is not an option. Because if you do not succeed in this mission, the Republic is doomed, your life and the life of your family are in jeopardy, we all might perish. It is only if you understand that you truly have a chance of succeeding in this most difficult of missions. So before embarking on our journey, on this mission of Tikkun HaMidos, which is the most difficult mission possible in the world, Kinyan HaMidos, Reb Sosan Anton used to say, it is easier to uproot a mountain than be metaken one midah b'nefesh ha'adam. So before embarking on this mission, Tzorech Shiyas Barereitzel Odom Klal Choyv Osoy B'Yoylamo. If you don't understand that, you have no chance in succeeding in this most difficult of missions. How? How could one possibly understand what this is all about, why we are here, what is it that we've got to achieve only from Torah? That is the interpretation of the Ramchal. What does the Pinchas Ben Yoyah mean when he says Toiro Mevio? The Biur Klal Choyves Odom. So my feeling is, we all know that Memches Dvorim Shatoyra Niknes Behem are connected Memches Yemei Asvira, and we are all ready to go, standing on the line, ready to go full blast ahead. And Chazal say, no, you're not ready. You think you are. You're not ready. Let's hold back a day. I hope you're all familiar with that brisa. It's not the start of Perek Vav. There are 5 or 6 brises before we learn about Memchet Dvorim Shatoyr Niknes Behem. Kol Aloy Metoyr Lishmo Zoychel Dvorim Har. לכל יום ויום בעד כל יום תאיס מחוירת. אוי להם לבריאס מלבוי משלטוי. And then Chazal teach us, אל תפעב לשולחונם של מלאכים. Don't envy the billionaires and the kings. שולחון הוא גודל משולחונם, וכיסלו הוא גודל מכיסלו. כך ידע אקו של תוירה, פס ממלך תויכל ומיים במסור התשתה. ואם את הוא היסכן, השכח הוא ביועי למעזה, ותויב לכל יועי למבוס. It is only after we truly understand and appreciate those basic truths that Chazal say, okay, now you're going to hear the whistle blow. Now you can embark on this journey. Now you can charge ahead. It is only then that we have a chance of achieving it. Kinyan Torah, Mem Chizboam Shatoyre Niknes Ben. It is only La'achar Shiyizbarare Tzela Odom Klal Chayhosov V'yelomo. They have a chance of achieving Zahirus and Zahirus and Agiyas up to the heights of Ruach HaKodesh. So, Talmidim Yekorim, it is great to be back in Yeshiva again. It is great to see all these familiar faces and all these new faces that have come to our Yeshiva to achieve Torah and Kedusha, Das and Tahara. Is a tremendous chus and a privilege to be here together with you, and I wish you all a successful journey on this most exciting of trips. Memches Yemei Asvira, Memches Tvorim Shatere Niknes Behem, Chesed Gvure Teferes Netzach Vri Yisoyim Malchus. And Malchus is the goal. Malchus Sheva Malchus. That is the last day of Sri. That is the day in which we have to stand Chachas Ahar and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Mekabel Zayin Ol Malchus Shumayim Ol Torah and Ol Mitzvos. And I wish you a beautiful and successful journey. We should all have Siyata Dishmaya. We should all have a great Zman. Shavuos is only the first part of this man. We should all have a great Zman. We should all have the Zchus to dedicate all our koyachos. And everybody has his own personal strength. Shivas haroyim are keneged shivas sviras. Avraham, Yitzchok, Yankov, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. Is Netzach Aaron HaKohen is Yesoid Yosef Aaron HaKohen is Hoy Yosef Tzadik Yesoid Oilom Yosef HaTzadik Dovid HaMelech is Malchus, and this comes to teach us that even Gedoel HaYoilom, each of them had his own special and personal Bechino in which he achieved heights never achieved by any other. And this gives us a tremendous chizuk. If Gedolei Olam each had his own personal koyach that is relevant to each and every one of us, and everybody has that siyata d'shmaya to find within himself the koyach that he has to dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his special koyach of avodas Hashem. So we have to start every Zman with a tefillah. Ma yasa odam v'yechkan, yevakesh m'misha achochem shalom. Let's all dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have a great Zman, we should have a good Zman. We should all have siyata d'shmaya. And we should all have nachas from ourselves. And all the choshe v'rosh yeshivas. And the borach v'roishom. He said he's on top of the yeshiva and he took a helper. I thought, I'm your helper. And now you took an additional one. Obviously, you need more help. You should have lots of nachas from this Mif'al Chaim. And we should all have a Sri Allah. So, you know, Shalashamah.